And it is Cali, France, right? Yeah. Yes. I just saw you a couple weeks ago. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and you?
Doing all right, thank you. And you went to Ulysses yesterday, or Cimarron?
Yeah, Cimarron.
Okay, Cimarron, how'd you do there yesterday?
I did really good compared to my last one. I was down about 20, which is a good improvement.
Absolutely. That's a pretty good size improvement.
Yeah.
But what seemed to be working for you yesterday?
Definitely my drives, and the rest was not the best, but...
But, you know, that's something to build upon. And were you happy with your overall score?
I was. I got a 69.
Well, that's good. That's pretty good then. But what's maybe something that you're, as you go on through the season here, you're trying to maybe work your way up the ladder?
Yeah, I really want to do that because I want to go to more tournaments and just experience everything that everyone else has.
And are you going to Goodland tomorrow?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Yeah.
You get the day off, but
you
get to practice here, though, so that'll be all right.
Yeah.
What's maybe something, or I should ask you this, that you prefer the 9-hole courses or the 18?
I've never played an 18 either, so
all right.
9's pretty nice.
Well, maybe that's something to shoot for here coming up, right?
Yeah.
All right. But are you happy with the decision going out for golf?
Yes, I am. It's really fun, and it's relaxing, but it's also really challenging mentally and physically, but I love it.
All right, well, hopefully it continues to be fun for you here and coming up in your next few meets here, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, once again, Cali France, freshman joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Our next guest is going to be Coach Michelle Leitner, and it's finally her turn. She gets the microphone here, and well, does it feel weird not being at a golf course at this time of the day?
After this week, yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes,
cause,
for sure.
Yeah, you're Monday, you're at Oakley. Yesterday, you're at Ulysses, and now you're here tonight. And I know I hate to break up the routine there.
Well, why should I go home and cook for my family
this week,
right?
Yeah, I mean, because, you'll be on the road tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was – I think you have to be pretty happy how your team performed there over those last 2 weeks there – or last 2 days – 27 holes for you guys. I believe you were third on Monday at Oakley and third yesterday at Ulysses.
And on Monday we had two individual placers, Paige Pruitt took ninth, and Tori Ford took 10th.
All right. Well, that's got to be pretty exciting, you know, because placing the top 10, and does that feel like that gives your team a lot of confidence when you get some of the medalists there that maybe haven't been there before?
Yes, I think it helps with their competitive edge, and they want to do better and improve so they can get more. And I think when they come back and they talk to the girls who have only played the 9 holes and don't have the opportunities to go to as many tournaments, it gives them a little more push that maybe they would like one too.
And I know, I think I can't remember, I think I asked Paige this last week, but I know it was only 27 holes, but the state, you guys, it's a two-day tournament, and do you feel like it was good for your team to have kind of a trial run like that for two consecutive days of golfing, even though it wasn't the full 36, but 27 of them?
Oh, I think so, especially when if we're at practice and the course is flat, and you go to these other places, not really Oakley, but the other places like Ulysses where there's hills and rattlesnakes. It's a little more challenging, and so I think that helps them get ready.
You didn't find very many rattlesnakes yesterday, did you?
I didn't find any.
That's good.
Because I'd probably be done.
Yeah, you're out you go there. But you continue your busy week here. We mentioned there it's Goodland tomorrow. Of course, that was supposed to be last Tuesday, but I think you have to be relieved that you have it tomorrow instead of last Tuesday. But what makes Goodland's course there challenging and maybe exciting for you guys?
It's quite hilly, and so that'll be another challenge for them, and get them prepared for regionals and things like that. So, and it's a nice course.
And it sounds like it is there, and the regionals is there, or is it Colby? I can't remember, but nonetheless, it's a good course there to practice or to play at, and I guess. Have you seen a lot of improvement from your team here from maybe meet one to meet three so far?
I really have. I don't think they're seeing quite the improvements that they want to see, but I see them, and I try to tell them and encourage them because it is quite an improvement. We won't always shoot what we want, but keep your attitude up and it will go a lot smoother and quicker.
And I guess that kind of relays into the next question. Do you like their, maybe their competitive edge here as it, you know, they get more confident, they get more experience, and do you see a little bit more of a competitiveness in them now?
I do, and it's different when you start practice, and the other girls probably could confer that when you start practice, they're just out there having fun with their friends, but when they get to a tournament, they're not with their friends, and it takes on a whole different attitude, and they have to be, they tend to be a little more competitive.
All right. Once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. A fun week here so far, and a good tournament coming up for you tomorrow at Goodland. Thanks again, Coach, for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
All right. Thank you.